Good afternoon, everyone. John Curta here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand-new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morel Equipment. And in Caseville, Michigan, members of the Caseville School District's National Honor Society are doing a collection drive to help deployed soldiers. From November 1st through November 14th, the NHS will be accepting new donated items to send the soldiers. Some of the suggested items to donate are fleece throw blankets, journal books, beanie hats, coffee K-pods, holiday stocking with sample sizes of colognes, hanging car air fresheners, handmade cards, notes, and letters. Donated items will be accepted in the Caseville School to be delivered to those who won't be home for the holidays because they are deployed overseas. And the Social Security Administration, or SSA, announced there will be a slight increase in benefit payments in 2026. The cost of living adjustment, or COLA, will be 2.8% for the coming year, which is slightly higher than last year's rate of 2.5% for Social Security monthly payments. Benefits will be a little more because of the slight increase in inflation. According to the chart provided by SSA, the 2.8% will mean an increase of about $56 based on an average monthly benefit of $2,015. However, some of that increase will be decreased with expected increase in premiums for Medicare Part B, which covers outpatient services and more. The cost of medical coverage is expected to increase by about $21.50 per month in 2026. The increase in benefit was to have been released on October 15th, but was delayed because of the shutdown of federal operations due to wrangling over the proposed 2026 budget. COLAs are based on Consumer Price Index for the urban wage earners and clerical workers during the third quarter of the year, according to the SSA website. And in Port Sanilac, the Sanilac County Historical Society gratefully acknowledges the Port Sanilac Farmers Market for its annual season lease payment of $750, along with an additional $2,000 donation to support improvements at the Sanilac County Historic Village and Museum. A critical infrastructure project slated for early 2026 is expanding the main driveway access along M25 by 15 feet, from 55 feet to 70 feet wide, to improve patron traffic entering and exiting the grounds. These funds from the market will go directly to this infrastructure improvement. I think it goes hand in hand as an appropriate investment, said Dan Finn, administrator of the Sanilac County Historic Village and Museum. SCHS also thanks the Sanilac Consortium for the Arts for co-sponsoring alongside PSFM the free concert series every Friday during Market Series. And we come back after this Morel Equipment sponsor message. We'll get to our national and international news.
We've been waiting. We've been watching the progress. And now Morel Equipment's new location at the north end of Bad Axe is now open. That's right. Morel Equipment, your Thumb area LS tractor dealer of the Thumb in eastern Michigan, is now open in their new facility just east of the Meyer store on North M53 in Bad Axe, bringing you even more convenience, a better selection, and top-notch service. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractor and attachments, stop by and see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar.
This is Kevin Morrell. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the power, reliability, and efficiency you need.
Right now, get up to 120 months, 0% financing with approved credit.
Morrell Equipment is now open in our brand new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Morrell Equipment is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 8:30 a.m. till noon.
LS Tractor, start blue, stay blue.
Stop by and see our large selection of Bad Boy lawnmowers. Huge fall discounts and 0% financing is available.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy, and the Trump administration's move to cut staff in the U.S. Department of Education's Special Education Office has sparked outcry among parents and disability rights groups. Over 7 million American children rely on federally supported special education services. Parents and advocates say the layoffs threaten essential support for students with disabilities. A federal judge has ordered a temporary halt to these layoffs pending review. The administration says it aims to reduce Democrat programs, but critics insist these benefits are nonpartisan in nature. The legal challenge underscores growing concerns around the future of special education nationwide. And in our international news, Germany has demolished cooling towers at a major nuclear facility, marking progress in its energy transition efforts. The shutdown is part of the country's long-term push away from nuclear power. Residents gathered to watch as towers were brought down in a controlled blast. Government leaders say sustainable energy investments are accelerating. Opponents argue about job losses and energy reliability. The debate over Germany's energy future remains strong. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Morell Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand-new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morell Equipment.